they sold whiskey, father drinks, so anyway, whatever they wanted. And they had a big poker game there all the time, and then they borrowed the money from me and they lost. And then that's the way he got rich, you know. He got poor, the poor woman is still.
In other words, he just
never made any money.
Never collected what he was supposed to get, or probably would forget, or whatever.
No. He could have made a lot of money. And then fellas having a game there all the time. Them back boys come down there and they had a big poker game. I'd make a pay here. How much I want out of it. No, they just borrowed the money yet from him, you know, and never paid him back. And because he's a bootlegger, you don't have to give him the money back and all that kind of stuff.
And I suppose he was afraid to ask.
I always did like women folks, and I went along with women, I wouldn't mistreat them all. Because I taught so much about women that when my first wife died, Jesus dropped me one of his angels down, and I married her.
Well, that's so sweet. Well, Mr. Cease, I certainly appreciate it. I can't think of any more questions to ask you. If you can think of anything else you'd like to add, well... Mary, how about you?
No.
Well, I thank you very much.
It's really wonderful of you to take the time out of your day.
That's the moment. I'm just going to say to you, do that.
Oh, I see what you're saying.
But heaven is behind
you. Well, we're talking about men like this. This is an offensive topic. In fact, it's another gentleman. Right here, and it says, I did a cabin rent at the state park about, well, before we turned the country.
When do you think that? Well, it was before, let's see. Hopefully, it was going to be fixed up, but I wanted it filled in, just a filled in closet so I could have a place for my clothes.
You remember when it was built? If I asked you when you were born, does that bother you?
No.
I didn't think it would.
1928.
Oh, my.
Wait a minute. Or were we married? 28.
You were married.
Married.
You were born
1928. That's right. I was born 1931.
I'm just
something a little
you weird. You're like our son.
More than likely you were born around 36. Were you born in 23?
Yeah. Well, 1903, because Daddy always said he was born in 1902 and she was a year older. I keep fixing my wedding date with the other dates.
Dates are hard.
Yeah.
And some of you just didn't forget. I don't know about my course on the local way. I just say about me every time I say that actually in some years. 1963, I lost my father, I lost the president. Just walk. I would like to sit down and just
see where.
No beer, but I'd probably walk around and come back and break the cup. Cold something.
We've got a cold coke in the
refrigerator. I'll make cold coke.
Do you want to walk over?
Yeah, you see, this, it's too hot out there. You really got something. Like, so what I think you need to do is sort of get my initial response to everything, and then you keep in mind what Fred Williams says. Is Fred Williams?
Yeah.
Keep in mind what he told you, and then we'll see where we can flip. Okay?
Well, wait a minute. Let me put this on.
Yes, everybody. See, this is the historic homestead, and the fancy people in Austin, the Dorkin Commission, they've got pictures. They have photographs of his homestead.
We were here when they did it.
Oh, I see.
So we should have shown them.
But anyway, everybody's so nervous about the barn.
Oh, really?
It was kind of funny to walk into somebody in Austin who was really anxious. All upset about the barn.
Wow.
Your old barn. They really worried about it. And the person, when they found out that I was maybe doing some work here, said, "Now, please go do something about that barn. It would be a good idea to go directly to the barn. It helps save the barn." Oh, God, they really got that. I've been looking around lately. See, this is not your ordinary barn. It's a very unique structure because of the low headroom and low.
Cattle
would
eat out of them
curls
and keeping
it
feeding from the
top. And it's the scale of it, you see. But to do this right, you have no idea of the measuring and the labeling and the protective work.
I'm a free agent in plumber. I mean, I can mess around. I tore down a house in Austin. I mean, I know how.
There were some people that wanted to get the lumber.
Don't let it
go. They wanted to take it down piece by piece and take it back to your valley, I think is the place. Well, I have reluctant and it didn't hand out.
Well, you did the right thing. I mean, this looks terrible.
You should be careful because it's the fact that people might get hurt. You had a bad experience.
You see, there's those things like these brackets on here holding up that little roof extension. The way the boards go by looks kind of like a wagon side here. And the way the barn boards are put on here, and the bird stops keep home up there at the top.
It's
a real
ass.
We knew it was here. Kids saw it the last time.
Well, the darn thing's just adorable. I mean, if you use an emotional term, I don't think you should worry about it falling down much more.
Well, we
just
worried when we
off
the top. People
within the last 4 months, that board there, this board crashed, that, and this was sitting this up here. And within the last 3 months, this whole thing just fell down. This board here broke off. Now, one of the photographs in there shows another level here. Now, pretend this is back up where it's supposed to be. And then there's another roof coming out this way. And then there's a fence running down this way. And, you can see them. They made so fast. Do you remember what they parked in those things?
Well, the 1940-something Ford had come in there for a while, and they went over there in that building.
Well, did your mother live here in 14? Did they bought the place from someone else?
Yeah.
Bought it. Before the First World War.
1914.
You were how old? 12?
I was born in 1914. Well, anyway.
You remember it very well then.
Oh, I remember that. Mm-hmm. I'm slipping lately. Missing some of the things. That's where I...
Who all moved here? You, Grandpa, Grandma, and Uncle Hubert.
Yeah.
So there's four of them living here.
Yeah. The one that owned the place, some
All this is easily figured out.
Well, you sit down and really write it down, but we never wrote anything down. That was a silly thing.
Well, nobody really thought about this kind of thing, really, until last 20 years.
No, we played up there. We put the rope from there to there and just climb over from that roof to that nice or pit. And we had a rope.
How old are you, Tommy?
Like
20. 20, 20.
She's a beast. We had a pulley, not a pulley.
You can look at that.
No, this is a beast. Tommy.
Me.
Look
at them and tell
them
the difference.
It looks like it comes from the same stock, of course.
What did your dad do?
That doesn't happen much anymore.
No,
no. I'm trying to throw old folks away now.
Oh, no.
So I'm glad to hear that you had that kind of harmony. That's very interesting.
Except that daddy and that mother. And when daddy died, she decided to get gluten.
Yeah.
And we were really satisfied. So we didn't have no babysitters that would be.
It was a real family unit.
Yes. And I'm mixing this family with this family. That's where I'm mixing it up. They're younger, these kids. All younger.
How many children did you have? Well, your brothers are older?
Yeah, they're your age. They're almost exactly your age.
That's right, we talked about that earlier.
They moved to Kansas, my mother said, one time, because they were too far away from the school and they wanted to go to school. Grandma wanted mother and my uncle to go to school. And so they moved.
Would you live in the country? Farmers? All your people farmers? Farmers got too fast.
But mother educated.
I came from farmers and I'm proud of being one.
Yeah. Mother educated. My brother and farmers.
You already knew your mother had talked to you at home.
Yes.
How far away from Cassville
Hand
is it?
5 miles. Got 4 log cabins and a house that
is. Is it Oxford?
No.
Didn't it?
Yeah.
Oh, I missed that. Well, that's really fine.
Okay.
See, the main thing is Francis and I had to work out a deal about what we're going to do then. Get all those measurements, you make a model, and you put the damn thing back together this way.
This is what we put on a rope and slid.
The very same one, I guess.
I'm sure it is. And slid from that roof to back to the fence. Philip Sharp and Marty and I. Thank you.
Callan went all the way.
Yeah.
Nancy and DJ.
That was good paint.
It was.
Some good painters to come and, well, they wanted to use some of it. Now, oh, we could recommend it highly.
So it's an industrial paint. It's really made to stay on the metal. And a lot of things.
There's a house approved for this product. Mm. I have some of that. Rest paint.
Now, when I was 3 or so, they got this gas line costume.
Okay.
Because we all moved here in this back room while they finished, while they piped it in. Because we didn't want to blow up. Because we heard, you know, that you get explode if you, you know, get around with.
When do you rough the information out of the bill?
Do you have any idea, Mom?
How would it feel?
When?
Yeah.
No.
Betty Thomas was living here when she married Philip Alamina. Vivid. First she was married to Zara. Then she married Vivid. And she's a niece, aunt to Mrs. Mango. And then this little addition was put on here by Tommy Hope. And
We're sure that this part of the house here over was the part of the original house.
Yeah. And these are just added on, actually.
The porch.
They threw them in the back. Here they lay 2-3 years. And I went and got them. Now you see, this is different from that. This is made and this is original.
Mm-hmm.
And that's how the difference came about. It just all fits together when you put it.
We have a picture of the door before. See, these doors were not original.
Mm-hmm.
And they were double doors that met. You know, met and opened by.
You think the original one?
No, we got a picture, yeah. They are. They were.
Well, that's pretty good. As far as restored, if you think in a restored state, what you'll have is, well, a very good looking structure.
Well, the dining, I just like it.
Yeah.
Well,
more trouble than anything you've ever tackled in your whole born days. Because you will be criticized to death unless you do it absolutely accurately and right. And that requires a lot of your time, a lot of my time, somebody else's time to really get into it. But it's there. In other words, the integrity of the house, the main house, the original house is right there. And in those competition shingles, have saved the whole thing from any severe damage. So it is what it is. A 19th century Severn residence right here in Castro, Texas.
You think you bought it from Cornelia Mangold?
Nope.
No.
Obie. Because we went down to sign the papers.
How much did you pay for it?
4.
How much was it?
2,000.
Well, you got your money.
Didn't we know?
Imagine buying something that big, baby. Yeah. Well,
that's what those birds.
Oh, and we had some lights in the last family that wired the barn that we had photographed up on the chimney here. So the glass was put with purple glass.
Save it for later. David was here when I came here.
Well, when he came here. Yeah. And that fence, more or less like that.
Yeah, all right. It was just big. Yeah. But they cut it off and made it shorter because it was rotting along the bottom.
Well, now
so
I see.
So this is the same thing.
Why you weren't really wanting to use it. But you said no, that you want to take things off. This is what they the yard fence. And we cleaned it probably with the arrangement years ago. Mm-hmm. Even before you moved.
Yeah.
Anyway, as soon as you can interview the phone and find somebody living in the family, it's worth it.
She sold it to Obie. And when we learned to know that we were going to live in Pasadena, well, we went down to Moore, where he lived, and we signed the papers down there.
Moore, huh?
Yeah. Flo Devine.
Which Bifford?
No, I don't know.
There was a Kemp, wasn't there a Kemp called?
Well, the Kemps lived here, too. But I don't know how much part they owned. See, the county seat was here.
Goes up and then how much they paid for it at different levels. If we owned it and how much they paid for it and whatnot. And one level jumped. So we think the house is built in
that
period. So that's one way of tracing it. But then there's a woman named Familia Mangle who lived up in Riverdale?
No, she lived
all
here in town.
So
she
I want to go talk with her and do the same.
We didn't tell. Because we wanted to keep the place intact. Daddy said, oh, I can't sell it if I sell a corner. So he didn't sell it. He felt bad about it, but you could understand that Daddy didn't want to sell. On one piece, he wanted to sell his own thing when he got ready to sell. So he never sold it.
We debated for years.
So crushed.
Doing this, doing that. Nah, we don't want to do this. And they only got air conditioning after I moved out.
Serves you right for being so much trouble, sir.
18 years without air conditioning, and I get it the minute I leave.
They tell you. Well, it's just that they go back in time, hopefully. I won't say it being so safe. Well, see, something like this is just, it's just incredible. From my point of view, somebody that's always loved buildings and makes sense of our buildings right now.
Done by my grandmother.
Your name is
Betsy. She's a clear coat of July. told about something.
With a sponge?
Mm-hmm. You can see the design.
Mm-hmm.
And that holds the whole ceiling up.
It sure does. And that is not real. There, that's just the way it can for those. But now the canvas treatment take place in your lifetime. You
it's
remember all this thing done.
Here, but
oh.
I put those had those
strips. Yes, I see.
She put them. I had them put on. When they came to here, found out that they were different. You know, you see this is lower. And that's back to normal. So they just go ahead and finish the way it's called for.
My people up in Lancaster County were all Scots, Irish, and English people that did something bad in Tennessee and had to come up here. My father used to say that's all of Texas is settled with people on the land from Tennessee. But anyway, we didn't do it this way. We went ahead and built a rock house. We didn't plant it. That was just not our tradition. Well, the Alsatian tradition, the French tradition, however you want to put it all together, this was the way it was done more times than not, as I see. And you've got what I'm asking for a good example of that in Longhead. Do you know what edition was? The back edition? My people in Lancaster County did the same thing. They were newspaper people. My father and my second mother, my stepmother, they had spent all their lives in Washington, D.C. and New York City using real bathrooms in their apartments. But when they decided to go back home to Texas, they did exactly the same thing. They used a privy that was way across the creek, and they never ran water in the house. They lived in this very modest little shack, and that's what they wanted to do. And I was, of course, I just never could believe it.
You see the other house. It's much, I mean, it's interesting in a different way. See, it's Cypress. And they put a good roof on it, so it's beautiful. The stairwell going up. It's not beautiful.
You own the car?
Yeah.
Family owns the apartment?
Marisa. We're Marisa. And he's been being talked into
to do with log cabin stuff. A couple of them listed on the barn.
Mm-hmm. I'm going to do that too.
I don't know. He owns that one too. And her brother, they decided to split the ranch. That's her father.
Tammy's father and my brother Maurice in San Antonio. Harold lives in Austin. And so Harold and Maurice are going to divide the ranch. And I'm going to get the town property, and this is the town property.
Mm-hmm. Well, you might want to think of that a long range project out there. That'd be in a sense of both projects.
Right. But he's not on the National Register or anything that this is.
Now, I think it's rather interesting. I knew it was in a place that the federal government had me on the map that I was the greatest star to connect me.
That's
and that clock, most of the furniture and everything, well, this stuff in here is sort of new. The piano, we need to get the piano. So it started to be here as a fixture. And those are the doors, by the way, that I put in. Alan too.
Frankly, I just don't know what to say. Did you look at all of that thing I brought?
No.
If you have, take a minute and read through there, and you will see the complexity and so on that's required. And you can't do a damn thing if you'll pardon my way I talk. But what I mean to say is, good.
She's thinking about her father. Where is Herkimer? Where is the Herkimer church? New York State.
New York State. I mean, if you forget what the subject is, instead of
right. I was trying to place it. I was wondering if it was Texas.
But this is the general procedure that they want.
Well, I'm sure Miss Ruth has a lot of general knowledge, you know, on
about. Yeah. Well, it's the library. Somebody I know is written history. I'm being funny. Oh, Catherine, for that matter. I'm sure they're.
But it was her aunt.
Post a book about Catherine?
No, it was a paper, wasn't it?
Just
a book? What happened?
Listen a lot of stuff. This is a historical right. research, which will help you.
It's
a financial illustrator. The point that I'm trying to make is you can't get anywhere without something like that. Everywhere in the turn is a historic structure system, which is a highly professionalized, carefully measured survey of what's here. Everything's called out in diagrams. Possibility where the garden was and where the tank was and all this, it all very carefully described. It's an elaborate physical description of both the history and the use and the ambitions and what's here, what state of preparedness, and what it should be recommended that be done or left alone and just room by room, door by door, and you can imagine how complicated that is. Whatever happened.
Yeah, we hate to say.
But that's a little passion.
Yeah, they said those doorknobs were priceless. We didn't even pay attention to them. To us, they just seemed like part of the picture. So,
we have an abstract that's fairly detailed with names
of all the people.
Where are you going?
It's in the slide.
Oh my, this is something. Architecture.
Let's keep going. The hard part towards the end. Anybody can do some good historical research and know how how to read and write and use the library books. And the Egyptian is it what's there.
Existing conditions
and problems. Yes. And then you go a little bit further on and then you get into this detailed suggestion of what
can be done,
should be done, what is, almost board by board.
Good night.
No,
I can't explain it like you could be explained. Really.
Well, if you can remember the, where, now this used to, okay, this used to be a room that someone, a family lived in this half, and a family lived in that half, and the hall was sort of there. This was their front door, kind of. Now that I heard some you say one time. So, and then when Grandma and Grandpa and the two children lived here, as they grew up, for a while, six people lived here. So they put, I wonder where everyone was. Now we have a Christmas picture that shows that that was kind of the sitting room. And Grandma and Grandpa lived, I'm talking Grandpa, Mary Berkley and Henry Berkley lived in this room. And I guess the dining room is the kitchen.
Yeah. And there's no special dining room.
And what did you use this room for when Grandma and Grandpa lived with you? Or?
Well, we're just sitting around here. That's about all. None of those really used.
Because it was a sitting room. Mm-hmm. This was always a sitting room.
Be part of the
sure, that's not marble, that's good with your eyes, but it's
some itinerant painter came through and painted it to look like marble.
You'll find them.
And they cannot find anyone that is here.
Is this the cabinet? The chimney's over there. No.
Yeah, there's a chimney.
There's a chimney above it. I don't remember on the outside of it. I told you I was a slow one.
Is it the peak?
It's hidden back in the wall.
Right.
And that's the little flue out. Mm-hmm.
She was loaded with bees once upon a time, but is
that all? Yeah. What's behind there? Is she loaded? Can I tell you something? Did you close it off?
Yeah, well, they closed it off and run the heater out here. And apparently, during the sometime, they had a wood burning stove instead of having a fireplace.
You want another one in there?
And there was a wood burning stove in the kitchen. There's a fire, there's a, what do you call it, chimney, but there's no fireplace. So that might have been, how did you, when that, with the wood burning stove, what you had when you moved to? So there wasn't ever a fireplace.
Well, this
a chimney, so apparently they had wood burning stoves when they had the chimney when they built that.
Oh, the variety of people, all things come up. Everybody has a different idea.
Hey, the use through the years, the main modifications actually described. This particular guy here is out of a big building.
Mm-hmm.
And whatever is required here doesn't have to be as elaborate as that. But it has to follow the same format.
Abstract? Here's the abstract title. Is that any bigger? No, this was written in 57, but it goes back to the front of the beginning of the abstract. Oh, Daddy was always meticulous about those things. She didn't want no part of anybody coming in here and saying it's mine.
As I said, Jane said it during his lifetime, especially during the latter part of his lifetime.
Is that
the right one? No, it isn't. It's condo technical, but this is part of the language. Was a man susceptible of being controlled and influenced by others? He would often change his mind, consider his conduct after he was relieved from the immediate influence of the load of
the
Poland. This is the will.
Abstract, but really doesn't mean much to this guy.
Okay, AF different.
Yeah, that's the one.
Here, that's the one for the Honda section over there.
That's pretty interesting.
This is the one from this shop.
That's the one from down there, Pat, at the lower station.
No,
this one, the one that
this is more effective.
This goes back to 1893 here. Now here's a married. That was 1863. That's actually in the middle of the Civil War. Was it not until you re-read? The reason that would be included in here was that it establishes the property of an Indian in some way. Around the Civil War, the oldest one in there. Oh boy. You see a lot of places, but the house probably didn't date from the Civil War, but I don't know. Oh, it's just that one.
We've been invited to a rare event. I don't know if all four of us should go or not. Molly DeMontel is at the DeMontel Ranch. And if y'all want to go see it, it's fantastic. And she said we could come up this afternoon, but she wanted to be up here this morning by herself.
I'm just reading here the power of attorney. From Justin McKenzie to Ed DeMontel, dated 1883. Right here.
Well, the DeMontel Ranch is at the river about 2 miles.
Oh,
yeah. And he was a surveyor, wasn't he?
Well, for instance, this stuff is new. Blah, blah, blah. Real estate in said county, of course, said that any railroad company or officer of such company not to exceed one half of such real estate, however, upon condition that such railroad company do construct a railroad through the town of Castroville in 1882.
I remember
when this one was. Oh, was it?